We're here at the Oregon Cannabis Caucus, the quarterly event held by the National Cannabis Industry Association. And joining us here, we've got Taylor West, the Deputy Director of the National Cannabis Industry Association. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Russ. Thanks for talking to me.
Before we get too deeply into this, our friend Aaron Smith, the National Director for your organization, got in a terrible car wreck, something involving a shootout and all sorts of strange, you know, television-worthy events. Can you give us an update on Aaron? How's he doing, and will he be back soon?
Amazingly, he is 100% fine and has been pretty much from the time the accident happened. It really, given how traumatic of an accident it was, his car rolled and all of that, he came out almost completely unscathed. You know, modern car safety technology is an amazing thing. And yeah, he was really right back to work the next day and has been traveling for the last couple of weeks. So yeah, everything's 100%.
That's good to hear. I like to think that the universe takes care of pot people.
I think that's probably true. I think it definitely took care of him a little bit afterwards.
There we go.
Yeah. And I soothed those nerves a little bit.
No kidding. How terrifying. Well, Taylor, you made a great presentation on what National Cannabis Industry Association is focusing on this quarter at the federal level. Give people a quick recap of those 3 points and how you feel we're going to make progress this quarter.
Sure. The things that we as an organization are always focused on and are focused on right now are ending the banking crisis, reforming the Section 280E tax code issue for direct-to-plant businesses, and ultimately working toward the federal descheduling of marijuana, taking it out of the Controlled Substances Act. We have a lot of legislation going on right now that address those issues directly. What we also have coming up potentially in the next few months is the appropriations process in which the Congress lays out the money that can be spent by the different agencies. There are some opportunities there to have an impact on cannabis policy. We've seen that in the last couple of years. So depending on how the appropriations process goes, we're going to be really focusing on moving those efforts forward again this year.
With respect to those efforts to control appropriations, there's, of course, the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment. There's another amendment, I forget the name of, on the recreational side, to forbid the spending of federal money by the Department of Justice to interfere with these programs. Department of Justice has kind of said, well, we're not. That's not what they meant. What's the status of that situation? I know I spoke with Dana Rohrabacher, and he was quite upset about this.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting argument between the people who drafted the amendment and the people that it applies to. You know, some of these folks in the DOJ are trying to claim that the interpretation of the amendment says that they can basically move forward with anything they had going on prior to the passage of the amendment. And Dana Rohrabacher and others have been quite clear that, no, that is not the intent of the amendment. The intent is to stop all federal spending on prosecutions of medical marijuana patients and providers. Some of this ends up getting worked out in the courts. We have seen at least one court case in California that's been thrown out because the judge said, you know what, you as DOJ cannot spend money on this anymore due to this amendment. You know, it always varies a little from district to district in terms of whether prosecutors and Justice Department folks are following the guidelines that have been laid out for them. But we are optimistic that we're going to be able to get that reauthorized this year and continue providing a layer of protection for medical businesses and patients. And I think that the more the DOJ pushes back, the more it's going to be clear that they're in the wrong on that.
That could work out well for us. Now, you referred to the banking issues that we have to deal with at the federal level. At the state level, Oregon Governor Kate Brown just signed a bill that modifies state banking laws. But is that modification really kind of symbolic until we do something at the federal level?
I'm afraid for the most part it is fairly symbolic. The reality is that financial institutions of all kinds are regulated at the federal level. So that is the layer that they are most concerned about. If they think that they're getting crosswise with federal law or federal regulations, they're going to be very nervous, and that's why we don't see many banks serving the industry. That's not to take away from the positive of a state law being passed, because it certainly sends a very clear message that this isn't just the businesses of the industry that want this fixed. This is the state government. And I think that the way that we see progress on this issue at the federal level is for those state elected leaders to really speak with a loud and unified voice about this, in addition to the industry advocacy that we're doing. And it's why I'm hopeful that if we don't get action in the next 6 months, that after November, when we are likely to have several new states coming online as adult use or medical marijuana states, that that unified voice of state officials will get louder in D.C.
Let's hope so. We're speaking with Taylor West, the Deputy Director of the National Cannabis Industry Association. We're at the Oregon Quarterly Cannabis Caucus, and you know, people who want to get involved with NCIA, they might be thinking, oh, well, yeah, California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado. But where are all of these events taking place? Because you've got them in some states that aren't even legal yet.
We do. We have 12 regions that we are hitting every quarter with these caucuses. I believe all of them are in places where there is at the least some form of legal medical marijuana. But that's an important point, that our association represents businesses throughout the cannabis industry, whether medical or adult use. So, yeah, we've got Colorado, Washington, California, but we will be in places like Phoenix, Arizona, where they may have an adult use initiative on the ballot. We're having a caucus in Nevada. We have a Northeast caucus that's based in Boston. One for the Mid-Atlantic in D.C., one for the Midwest in Chicago. We've got one going on in Florida because, you know, even though Florida's initiative did not pass last year, it's being brought back this year, or 2 years ago, I guess. We're expecting it to be on the ballot again in November of this year. So there's a, you know, there's a nascent industry there. So we're really trying to make it so that we're covering the full country and not just kind of the usual suspects. But we also love coming to states like Oregon, where there is this really active and thriving industry that is wrestling with a lot of these challenges.
Well, let's get people involved with the NCIA, the National Cannabis Industry Association. Give them all the contact info and make the pitch on membership.
Sure. If you are involved in the industry or looking to get involved in the industry, we are the only national association that is advocating for your interests at the federal level. In addition to that, we are a phenomenal way to tap into what is a very tight-knit community that's growing very quickly, but that is also very generous about sharing information and sharing contacts and networks. And that is such an important way to build your business. So if you're interested in finding out more about us or joining or getting involved in further ways, the best step is to go to our website. It's www.thecannabisindustry.org. It has all the information about membership and our events. And we do have our national conference coming up at the end of June in Oakland this year. It's June 20th through the 22nd. It's the Cannabis Business Summit and Expo, and you can find out more about that at www.cannabisbusinesssummit.com.
All right, that's all the information you need, folks. Taylor West, the Deputy Director of the National Cannabis Industry Association, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the next event.
Thank you, Russ. Really appreciate it.